It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Orioles going for the sweep in Boston tonight. I remember Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken at 6. And let's talk some baseball as we head out to the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. And we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right products for you. Just click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone Podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. So, Brett, thanks as always for joining us. And let's start with Jackson Holliday. He's in the major leagues 20-some months after being drafted. What do you think of this kid, and what are your expectations for him?
Well, played against his dad a little bit. He was a pretty good player. And just actually recently had his dad on the podcast. But everything, you know, everything I've said, going, or everything I've seen, starting with being the number one pick, and then just watching his body of work in the minor leagues for, I think, 700-plus at-bats, you know, 320 average and a 450 on base percentage at his age. You know, that's what's amazing me as time goes on, is these young kids coming up. I mean, back in the day, it was Ken Griffey Jr. and that was it. Then it was Mike Trout. But other than that, nobody came to the big leagues at this age. And the fact to see these kids doing it at such a young age, what a big future. It looks like he's going to have. I saw him yesterday. I saw his debut, and he struck out his first at-bat. I remember my first at-bat. It was against the Orioles, actually. And then I watched him. He's playing shortstop, and all of a sudden they said, no, we got Gunnar Henderson there, so you're going to go play second base. And I saw him turn a couple double plays like he's been doing this his whole life at second base. So, obviously, this guy's a phenom. He's going to be a great player for a lot of years. And cool to see him getting a shot. People were talking about in spring training, is he going to make the team? Is he not? But everything I've heard about this kid from players to staff is just he's just mature beyond his years as far as a baseball player is. And I think you got some good. You got a lot there in Baltimore. Not only is the big league team really good, but they're just stacked throughout the organization. So I think it's a great thing for Baltimore. There's been a lot of lean times in Baltimore in recent history, and the fact that they're building this young, talented franchise right now, hopefully it's going to be here for several years to come.
What have you thought of the O's start in general, Brett, at a 7-4 record?
I think it's pretty impressive. Last year they won 100 games out of nowhere. You know, they expected to be better. Everybody's been talking about how they're getting better, but nobody expected 100 wins. You know, they had a quick exit from the postseason, but that happens. I mean, the Dodgers had that same quick exit a year ago. So that happens, especially with today's format and so many teams getting in. And it's a little bizarre. I think it's great for the game of baseball. I think it's great for the fans because there's so much more involvement, so many more teams getting into it. But I think now more than ever, it's the toughest time to, once you get to the postseason, navigate that postseason. It's easy getting there, but it's really tough once you get there. So they got a lot of expectations, especially in that division. They're picked by a lot of people to win that division. I didn't expect the Yankees to get out to a 10-3 start, one of the best starts in franchise history. But Baltimore's right there at 7-4. Boston, who they're playing right now, going for the sweep today. They're in third place. They're off to a better start than people thought. I think it's just a tough division up and down. I think Toronto's got really great pitching. I think Gausman, their top guy, has got off to a rough start. And Tampa Bay, I can't figure them out. They're 7-6. They have the most turnover every year. All their stars leave, come, go. They got a low payroll, and I cannot count them out ever because they're unbelievable. Whatever the culture they have working in Tampa Bay, it's something special with that low payroll year in and year out. The stadium, they need a new stadium. But I think that's a great division. Baltimore sitting there at 7-4, I think they're off to a great start. Burns at the top of that rotation coming in to mentor those young pitchers. I think nothing but good things. And the one thing that's impressive to me, I've looked at the offense, and it's early and it's a small sample size. They don't strike out. And in today's game, you know, I think they're number one in the least amount of strikeouts in the American League thus far. Yes, small sample size. But for a young team, usually that's not the case. And the fact is they don't strike out. They put the ball in play for today's standards. And it's going to be interesting to see. So far, so good on the pitching side. You know, the big question I had is last year, what made Baltimore such a good team and such a tough opponent is the end of that bullpen. And the fact that you're going to miss Bautista for the year, Kimbrel's come in, obviously a veteran guy, 400-plus saves. So good so far. I think he's got two saves on the year. But that's going to be a big question. How is Kimbrel going to hold up at this age, at this state of the game for him? Because Bautista is almost an unreplaceable, probably the best closer in baseball a year ago. Fact to be missing him. You missed him the end of last year. That's a big blow, but it's going to be interesting. The Burns acquisition right at the end, that was huge for me, getting Burns. It's like, wow, you get a Cy Young candidate, could win a Cy Young this year at the top of that rotation. That's big for Baltimore. It's going to be a fun season. It's a young group of guys that you can tell love to play the game, and it's a pretty cool time to be a Baltimore Oriole fan.
Let's go to the Bronx. I'm guessing you probably play
you want to go there, do you?
Well, yeah, in theory, more than practice. Right. You mentioned the hot start that they're off to. A lot of attention, obviously, being given to the Soto acquisition and how that lengthens the lineup. The guy for me, though, has kind of been Volpe. And last year, I thought he was overmatched, and I was frankly surprised they stuck with him all season long like they did. But he seems to be different. The swing seems to be different. The confidence seems to be different. And obviously, when you're, you know, playing shortstop for the New York Yankees, there's a lot of attention that comes with that. Is how big of a role is he playing in this hot start?
Well, I think a year ago they kind of said to all of us, didn't they? He's our shortstop. No matter what, we don't care what he does. We're not taking him out. And essentially, they stuck to that script. Yeah. Now, there's not too many players in my career that I've played with against that an organization has had that approach with. You know, it's always a wait and see. Hey, we think he's ready. If he's not, we'll send him down to the minor leagues, a little seasoning. The last guy they kind of did that with in my generation was a Chipper Jones. They brought Chipper Jones up. They put him in the middle of that unbelievable Atlanta Braves lineup in that run they had in the 90s. And they just stuck him third and said, go get him, sink or swim. And I remember being a young player myself at the time going, how can they just bring this guy up, throw him in the three hole, and ride with it? Well, Chipper Jones, a Hall of Famer. That's what they did with Volpe a year ago. Now, it's not fair to compare Volpe to actually one of the best players I ever played with in Chipper Jones. But they saw something special in this kid that said, we don't care. We know what he's going to be long term. So far this season, he's been one of their standouts. You mentioned Soto. I think Soto's going to thrive in this atmosphere. I think San Diego was a bad mix. A lot of young stars on that team. And sometimes those clubhouses don't mesh. The fact that you bring him to the Bronx, you put him in the middle, you got an Aaron Judge, you got a Stanton in that clubhouse, huge presences, and Soto can just fit in. He's in his free agent year. He's off to an unbelievable start. They love him so far. But I think the key to this Yankees team, and has been since I've kind of paid close attention when Aaron took over, is the injuries year in and year out. I mean, everybody gets hurt on that team. And Aaron takes a lot of heat for it. And I just watched the payroll and the guys on the IL, and I go, what would you do if every one of your players gets hurt? It is imperative that Soto and Judge stay healthy. If so, they're as good a 1-2 punch there is in the game. I really like the Verdugo sign they made. That was kind of a sneaky sign. For me, though, with all these players, you got the Rizzos, you got the DJ LeMahieu, who started on the IL, is going to be back soon. Cole starts on the IL. That's a huge blow. Probably as important a pitcher to any team in all of baseball, Cole is to that Yankees. Loaisiga's had a lot of problems. He's a key to that bullpen. He's out. But the key to me on the offensive side, with all the great players they have, is Stanton. Stanton needs to stay healthy. He needs to be a threat in the middle of that lineup. He's a presence more than actually what his numbers are. If Stanton has a decent year, they stay healthy, that could be a dangerous team, the Yankees. And we'll see what happens. So far, so good.
Brett Boone, always great. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.